It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The Iowa caucuses that gave a narrow win to Mitt Romney gave a boost to Rick Santorum, knocked Michelle Bachmann out of the race, and sent Rick Perry home to think, came in a series of meetings across the state. And that includes the meeting at the Van Meter Secondary School, where we'll go next. NPR's Sonari Glinton was there.
Politics wasn't the only contact sport being played at Van Meter Secondary School.
All right, a pin for Van Meter.
The Van Meter Bulldogs wrestling team was taking on two other schools. That was while Republicans were gathering down the hall in the sweltering lunchroom. It was standing room only for the 217 voters packed in together. Like many, Laura Wunder brought her family. Also like many, she said the main reason she came out was because of President Obama.
This is the most important election I believe that I've participated in my life, and I have been a participant in the election process since I was 18. And I think that if we can't turn the country around now or with this next election in 2012, we may never recover.
And it was with that sense of urgency that the caucus began.
Can I get everybody's attention, please? I'm Tom Harbison. I'm the Van Meter caucus chair, temporary chair. And I want to welcome you to this caucus.
A representative for each candidate got up to speak. Chris McLendon, a corporate recruiter, did the talking for Mitt Romney.
I want to go in the trenches with Governor Romney against Barack Obama. Barack Obama just raised $75 million the last quarter to go against us on November 6, 2012.
The chairman ran the caucus with military efficiency. The votes were being counted within about 25 minutes of getting started.
Winning tonight is Romney with 71. In second, Santorum with 53.
There was a tie for third place between Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich. The divide in Van Meter seems to reflect the overall divide among Iowa Republicans, those who are purely fiscal conservatives and those who put social issues first. Laura Wunder says she voted for Rick Santorum, even though she felt a lot of pressure to go for Romney.
Romney is not my man. And I feel that a lot of people are pushing for him, but not people that I'm close with, people I know, people I trust. I'm not going that way. I love Rick Santorum and Newt and Michelle Bachmann because of their passion. I love them.
Most of the caucus goers left pretty quickly. But in the parking lot, Steve Tice stopped to talk to me about Iowa.
And I don't know whether you're aware, but Iowa, is, especially the Des Moines area, is a test market area. And if it flies in Iowa, it might fly someplace else. If it doesn't fly in Iowa, it won't fly anywhere else.
Tice voted for Mitt Romney, who won narrowly. But he says the media pay too much attention to those who end up on top.
You know, Iowa's not about picking the winner. It's about eliminating some of the guys that just shouldn't have run.
We're likely to see the field thin a bit, even in the next few days. As for Van Meter's wrestling team, they wrestled in two meets last night and won both. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Des Moines.